The room is dark. There's nowhere to go. Except to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. Hi there, I'm Amelia Dalton, and in this week's podcast, brought to you by EEJournal.com, we're headed to the Electronic Engineering Center of the Universe. Data centers. And not just any data center, oh no. We're going to the field programmable Gatorade-fueled data center of our dreams. Okay, maybe you don't dream of FPGAs and data centers, but I bet my guest Robert Blake does. Robert Blake, CEO of Achronix, is here to talk about the newest advances in data center technology, what their new PCI accelerator card is all about, and a little bit about innovation in companies big and small. Check it out. Hi, Robert. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure. It's been a little while since we've talked.
It has indeed. So, Robert, give my audience a little refresher on what Achronix is all about and what you guys have been up to lately.
Here at Achronix, obviously, we're building some high-end FPGAs. Our production product is the Speedster 22i, which has been in production since the early part of 2013. We've got a broad range of design wins in high-performance Ethernet, which is 10, 40 gig, and 100 gig, compute acceleration and test and measurement applications. And as these design wins are kind of migrating into production, we are expecting that our business will double again both in 2016 and 17. So things are going very well. The Speedster products, the high-end FPGAs, were really designed for highly efficient embedded performance connectivity applications. And so we have this 10, 40, 100 gigabit Ethernet, very high-performance DDR memory structures, and PCI Express, all built into the silicon. The parts are manufactured on 22 nanometer FinFET technology. But today, what we're announcing is a PCI accelerator card. And this is a first of really three announcements that we're going to make this year. So that's the first one. The second announcement that's going to be coming out in the fall is for a new FPGA accelerator fabric. And then in Q4, we will then announce our next generation of FPGA products. So as you can see, things have been very busy.
I can see that. So you guys recently announced the Accelerator 6D board for hardware acceleration. Tell my audience more about this project.
So our new PCI Accelerator 6D is a all-in-one solution for networking infrastructure acceleration applications. We're seeing very strong interest from our customers on adding programmable flexibility to support the complexities of software-defined networks and network function virtualization. So the combination of increased software complexity running on a host, the increased data rates, and the high bandwidth compute functions like security encryption is really forcing customers to look for flexible hardware offload acceleration technologies that can be easily added to existing data center network infrastructure equipment. So our PCI Accelerator 6D really combines high performance 16 times 10 gig and 40 by 4 optical interfaces, 6 high bandwidth DDR ports, and a large high-performance Speedster 22 FPGA, all in a form factor, which is a PCI Gen 3 card. Let me give you a simple example of what a customer could implement with this. They could really build a dual-redundant 40-gig NIC card. The 6 DDR port interfaces could really give a full TX and RX packet virtual machine buffer storage, together with implementing all the policy and flow control tables. And the FPGA fabric is then available to support really flexible, customer-defined applications like encryption, decryption, or even line rate deep packet inspection. Alternatively, you could configure this board to do things like image processing algorithms or machine learning or database acceleration applications. So there really is a broad range of capabilities that this new card has in the acceleration market.
So, Robert, give me the skinny on the key features of this Accelerator 6D that accelerates in particular networking systems.
So really, there are three key features of this new PCI Express accelerator card that really differentiate it in the marketplace. The first is that we've been able to integrate flexible optical interfaces that can be provisioned to support either multiple 10 gig optical links or multiple 40 gig optical links. We've combined that with some very high performance, in fact, 6 DDR high bandwidth memory ports and a Generation 3 PCI Express host interface, all in a very small form factor. The second thing that's very important about this card is that since the Speedster 22i FPGA, which is the center of this board, it really has all of these key interfaces actually embedded into the FPGA so that the designer can then concentrate on building his or her value-add functions and not really worrying about the complexity of high-speed connectivity. And thirdly, with the high bandwidth memory that is on this card, and I think that this is probably the highest that exists in this class of card, the DDR3 ports that are on this card provide a total memory bandwidth of about 700 gigabits per second. And so the designer, when he's looking at these networking applications, can easily accommodate the combined requirements of, you know, first of all, the data coming in from the fiber optic interface, all of the PCI Express control ports to the host, any flow control, any machine virtualization, any policy encryption requirements, all of those things require massive amounts of memory. In other products, memory constraints often limit the performance and significantly increase design complexity. So we're going to take this board and we're going to offer customers a series of templates. We're going to offer them a series of webinars to help them, the designers, get started. And we're really seeing that we think that there's going to be some exciting opportunities for this product in the acceleration space.
Very cool. All right, Robert, let's talk about innovation in a corporate structure. I think that sometimes innovation can fall by the wayside in large companies. What do you think about that? What's your experience with innovation in companies, big and small?
Well, as you probably know, I spent quite a lot of time in a large semiconductor corporation for the majority of my early career. I've now been here at Achronix for a number of years, and in fact, it's kind of interesting. I was talking to some new employees last week that recently joined us from a large corporation, and they told me that they were very excited now to be part of a fast-growing, smaller team where they can really be kind of much more kind of agile in making smart decisions and making those decisions quickly. And also the kind of variety of the tasks that they get to be involved in really enables them to, you know, rapidly expand their work experience and talent. So what we try and do here in terms of our company culture is really to empower the employees to take on new challenges. We're certainly not short of tasks and interesting things to do. And what we find in terms of doing that, it really empowers the employees to take on those tasks, to deliver those tasks and make the company successful. And so far, that's been working very, very well for us.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Robert. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
And it was a pleasure to talk to you again, Amelia.
And if you want another perspective on this subject, I would strongly encourage you to check out Kevin Morris's feature article on eejournal.com called "Achronix Accelerates Today's Data Center. PCIe Board Brings Power-Efficient Networking Performance." You can check out this article by heading on over to eejournal.com and clicking the Articles tab on the header, or you can click the link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com. Speaking of data centers, wait, I wrote a joke about this. What did one data center say to the other data center? Is it hot in here or is it just me? Okay. Totally funnier in my head. Anyway, cooling data centers. Giant pain in the voltage, right? Sure, we can do some things to make our good old data centers not drink so much juice. And Google, in particular, has made some big strides in this area. They have built their own super efficient servers, invented more efficient ways to cool their data centers, and invested heavily in green energy sources. And then they brought their DeepMind machine learning into the equation, and their data center energy consumption jumped the shark. Okay, maybe not a full shark jump, but they did manage to reduce it by 40% using their DeepMind AI. So, how exactly did they do this? Well, as you know, ironically, one of the biggest sources of energy use in the data center environment is cooling. Yep. That's right. We use up way more energy getting rid of all our wasted energy than we do on actual computation. Weird. Anyway, this cooling is generally taken care of by large industrial equipment, like pumps, chillers, knew a couple of those in high school, and cooling towers. But about 2 years ago, Google started investing in ways to make their industrial cooling equipment function more efficiently and effectively. And, well, here comes DeepMind. Within the last couple months, researchers within the DeepMind project began working with Google's data center team to significantly improve the system's performance. The first step was to install a system of neural networks trained on different operating scenarios and parameters within their data centers. And they accomplished this by taking the historical data that had already been collected by thousands of sensors within the data center, data such as temperatures, power, pump speed, set points, and use that data to train a collection of deep neural networks. Most importantly for this cooling business is that Google trained these neural networks to understand average future PUE, or power usage effectiveness, which is, if you didn't know already, the ratio of the total building energy usage to the IT energy usage. So, they trained two additional collections of these deep neural networks to predict the future temperature and pressure of the data center over the next hour. And the purpose of these predictions is to simulate the recommended actions from the PUE model to ensure that they don't go beyond any operating constraints. So, what they found was that the DeepMind machine learning system was able to consistently achieve a 40% reduction in the amount of energy used for cooling. And since the algorithm Google used is a general purpose framework to understand complex dynamics, they are also planning on applying this DeepMind machine learning algorithm to address other challenges in their data centers, like improving power plant conversion efficiently and reducing semiconductor manufacturing energy and water usage. Pretty cool. Get it? Cool. Okay. If you want to read more information about Google's DeepMind Data Center Cooldown, I've included a link below the player on this week's fish frying page on eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of July 29th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fine.